So, Sean, as you know, this is our last week of us co-hosting together. And I just wanted to say that I really appreciate this opportunity. And I'm so thankful that you gave me the chance to come on the air with you and that you trusted me with this. And thank you to everyone who's been showing me support and building up my confidence and just showing all of your support. It's meant a lot. This has been super fun.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. With Orlena on holidays, I took a few days off before she left. And she had you working with her on the show.
Yeah.
And we thought it was a good idea. You have an interest in media. Why not get the experience? Come in. You're here most mornings at 5 a.m. with your long board.
Yeah.
As much as you've enjoyed spending time in the studio and on the show, I've really enjoyed working with you, too. Just a different take on things. Lots of energy, fun factor. And I've seen the growth in the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Just on your skill set. And you're really committed. And another thing, too, you were telling me a bit about your life.
Yeah.
And you kind of paint the picture of don't give up, because you've had a few hurdles along the way, and you told me that you would be okay with talking a bit about it.
Yeah.
Sure. You said, you know, this was earlier this week when we first started working, I would say, did you have a good rest, get to bed early? And you said, yeah, I had a good sleep at the tea room.
The tea home.
Tea home. And I'm going, what the hell's a tea home?
Yeah.
So then you kind of told, and you don't mind sharing a bit of it?
No.
No.
So the tea home is the transition home program through Youth Hub.
Yeah.
And it's basically a house in Belleville that provides safe and affordable housing for youth aged 16 to 24 who are looking for a home but not ready to live on their own. So the program is designed to teach youth the skills that you need to live independently. So cooking, cleaning, structured sleep schedule, day program for work. The house is staffed 24/7.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I moved in about 2 years ago. It was pretty hard at first, but I was really looking for a change in my life, a positive change. I was kind of going down a questionable path, and I wasn't really sure where to start to get help. So,
when you talk about questionable path,
yeah,
do you want to allude a bit more? Or?
I struggled with mental health. I didn't make very good choices.
Yeah.
So I really wasn't getting anywhere. I wasn't getting any better. I wasn't achieving anything. And I knew that I wanted something different for my life. So.
And did somebody suggest this program, or you just did the research yourself and said, maybe they can help me?
Actually, I was doing a lot of work with Career Edge. Career Edge is always helping me.
Yeah.
My worker, Camille, at the time, she was just my employment counselor. But her and another worker, Lisa, they saw that I was struggling a bit. So they offered to bring me to the transition home and learn a little bit more about the program and see if it was something that I would be interested in. And
it's worked out well for you.
Yeah, it's worked out really well.
It's home.
Well. It is. And the staff, it sounds weird at first, and it was really hard to get used to at first. But once I got to know everybody, they're all pretty much like a family to me now. And I look up to them all in so many different ways.
And everyone's at the transition home for their own reasons.
Yep. So we all have our own struggles. We're all there for different reasons. It's mostly just two.
And how many would be in the home?
I'm pretty sure our limit is 7 right now.
And you have responsibilities like?
Yep. So we have to do a chore every night, which is pretty basic. We have to cook dinner once a week. We have a group, which is group therapy, basically. We have a therapist that comes to the house, and she teaches us about mental health, things that are really, really helpful.
And you self-identified some of the struggles, and you talked about that. You were going down the wrong path.
Yeah.
And probably heard a lot from family saying, oh, you're doing the wrong thing. And finally, you just said, the hell with this. I'm going to do it for you.
Yeah. I think the staff really helped me stay there. It was really hard for me at first. But they were just like, you just got to stay. You just got to push through and you can really do this. And yeah, I have made so many changes in my life and I've grown so much. I've accomplished so much. And I don't think without living in such a healthy environment and having so much genuine, good, healthy support, I don't think I would be here co-hosting the radio show. I don't think I'd be able to do that without the staff having my back. And
Well, we got your back here. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it.
I don't want to sound like your old man or, you know, what do I know? But to be honest, when you came to the station and to where you're at now, there is no comparison. You were shy 3 weeks ago in the studio, kind of felt lost.
Yeah.
Hanging around people you told us that you woke up with years ago.
Yeah.
And now you're in the same studio. And, you know, a consultant one time I worked with, I was a young cat in the business, and he said, we would be working on projects, and he would say, Kelly, how do you need an elephant? And the first time he asked me that, I thought, is this guy whacked?
Yeah.
How do you need an elephant? If I brought an elephant in this studio, how would we eat it? One piece at a time. So we're going to get there.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Thanks for sharing your story.
Yeah.